Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Change It Now with your host, myself, Shelley Speaks. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for everyone who's listening live. And thank you for those that will be listening in the future. I do appreciate all of you. So tonight's show, the title is Birthing New Realities Every Day, All Day. And how many new realities do you consciously activate and create every day? And what's required to birth a new reality? And are you being, doing, and choosing the same thing over and over again? Or would you like something new to show up in your life? And before we jump into that, I just want to make a couple of announcements, and I'll probably make them again before we disconnect. So next week on the 18th, the show is going to be about the Oracle of Money. And the Oracle of Money is a book, and the book that I wrote, and it's also an oracle card deck that I co-created with the artist, David Rosenhaus. And so next week we're going to talk about that. You can call in and get, I'll have the cards with me. You can get readings. And I'm also going to talk about a new certification program to become a reader for that deck. So all of that will be next week. And then on the 25th, I have a featured guest. I have Carly Matamore, who is a co-author of Sacred Messengers of Shamanic Africa, and this is a book that she co-wrote with Linda Starr Wolf. And, you know, I'm not going to go into what the book's about. We're going to do that all on the show, but please call in and check it out. You'll be able to ask her questions, and there's also a link to order the book in the show, in the episode info, or you can just find it on Amazon. And then my next announcement, I'm looking for some music. If someone would like to donate some music, I need about 2 to 3 minutes so that we have a little bit of a break in the middle of the show. So if we need to stretch, take some deep breaths, if I need to run to the restroom, whatever's required. And this is a donation thing, and I will be happy to announce your music before and after it plays, and also to refer people to where they can purchase it as well. So those are all the announcements for now. So birthing new realities every day, all day. So the first thing that I want to tell you is that you're already doing this. So if this sounds like a big mysterious topic, it's not. You're already birthing new realities every day, all day, with the words you speak, the choices that you make. You're constantly birthing something new. The question is, are you doing this consciously or are you doing this unconsciously? Okay. And of course, I'm here to invite you to do this very consciously. And this isn't about thinking like, oh my goodness, did I birth new realities today consciously or not? This isn't about going into your head about it or stressing you out or, you know, making you kind of go into judgment. You know, I'm a big believer in no judgment. So that's not what this show is about. But it is about, again, being conscious and perceiving what's going on in your life, your living, your reality, your finances, your relationships, so that you can create greater for yourself every day. And there's a zillion ways to do this. Some people just do this naturally and organically, and then some of us require help. And either way is just fine. I'm one of the people that required help on, like, what are you talking about? How do I do this? What is consciousness? That's where I was a long time ago. So there's a couple examples that I'd like to use. And these are not all inclusive. These are just some things that kind of popped up this week while I was playing with this topic. So the first thing that came up, I was scrolling on that lovely Facebook, and I actually love Facebook. I know some people don't, but I love Facebook. It's so fun for me. And there was a person, and they were looking a job and they had dreadlocks. So if you don't know what dreadlocks are, go Google it. But it's a hairstyle. And they were asking, you know, basically kind of like, why should I have to cut my hair in order to get a job? And then there was all these comments, you know, like, you shouldn't have to, you should be able to be who you want to be and blah, 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 blah. So my comment, which was, I'm usually late with my comments because Facebook does not keep me updated all the time. But my comment was, well, what's going to create more for you? And I just kind of left that out there. But that's kind of what we're looking at with birthing new realities every day. So you could go into that story, you know, with the conviction that, you know, you should be able to be who you want to be and do what you want to do and wear your hair any way you want. And that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. You can take that stance and you can be in that space and you can choose that. That's not wrong. Or alternatively, you can look at, okay, I've got, you know, children to feed. I've got a mortgage. What's actually going to create more for me? Waiting and kind of standing in this conviction or cutting my hair, you know, and neither one is right or wrong. Please don't think that one is right and one is wrong, because it's not. It's just being willing to look at the possibilities and what's going to create greater ease for you. And I hope that makes sense to you. Okay. Greater ease for you may be to not cut your hair and stand with your convictions and hold out until, you know, there's a job that you can do without having your hair be an issue. That might be what creates greater for you. But my invitation is to look at all possibilities, not just stand in what you have judged as right or wrong. It's about creating greater for yourself. It's about creating more ease for yourself. It's about creating more space for your body. And a lot of times when you're holding on to belief or conviction or quote unquote what's right, that's not really a space of ease, because it's usually the energy of a fight. And hey, sometimes it's time to fight. Don't misunderstand. However, you have to look at what's going to create greater. So just kind of ask yourself, am I willing to look at the things that I believe in, the things that I think are right, the things that I think I would never do, the things that I think are, 100% bad or wrong? Am I willing to look at those things in certain situations to see what's going to create greater? So another example, and this comes up a lot with my coaching clients, we talk about what I refer to as kill energy. And, you know, I can hear all the judgments popping already. But it's like, we are taught, most people are taught, that killing, especially killing another human being, is wrong. We just kind of live in that. And that's fine if that's what you want to choose. However, what happens if you're not willing to kill? I'm not saying that you go out and you're a murderer and you plan a killing. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about a situation where, you know, you're in a dark parking lot and someone's sneaking up behind you and they're getting ready to kill you. If you have made the conviction of never killing another human being, you know, the priority and the stance and the conviction and where you're right, it will be very unlikely that you will be able to defend yourself, because you have not been willing to take on that energy. And it's like, what in that situation, in that particular situation, is going to create greater? That you just kind of give up and stick to your conviction that I would never kill another human being, or that you step up and defend yourself? So I hope those are examples that you can relate to. If not, I've got more. And some of them are not that extreme. You know what I mean? Some of them are not, you know, coming down to life and death situations. You know, I was thinking about, I think everybody's heard, in America at least, has heard of Rosa Parks, and she was the person that would not move her seat on the bus, and she got arrested. And, you know, a lot of things were birthed from that created greater ease, you know, in the civil rights movements. And I was looking at that, and me personally, you know, I did not live at that time. I was not her. I wasn't in that situation, and I'm not claiming to know what that is like. However, knowing Shelley, I'm like, would I have just moved because it would have been easy for me in that moment? Or would I have been willing to stand with my convictions and go to jail and get arrested and, you know, everything that transpired? And like I said, neither one is right or wrong. I'm sure there was like thousands of people before Rosa Parks that just moved, you know, and she decided on that day not to. And we don't know, you know, what her thought processes were. Maybe she was just tired. You know, and she didn't feel like moving. We don't know what was going on through her head. However, her choice created something greater. So I'm giving you all these examples not to say, you know, Rosa Parks was right and the other people that moved were wrong, or to say that, you know, being willing to kill and not being willing to kill, either one is right or wrong. I'm just inviting you to look at all of that in reference to what is going to create greater for you in that moment. Okay? So let's look at not being conscious with creating and birthing your new reality. So when you're not being conscious of it, it's kind of where you're in a life that is very, I'll say, habitual, very much in its comfort zone. You kind of do the same thing every day with a few variations here and there. You know, and you're just kind of in this, it's almost like a sleep state. That's what the energy I'm perceiving right now. And you're caught up in the media. You know, you might watch TV all the time, watch the news all the time, and you're really involving yourself with things that have absolutely nothing to do with you. So an example of that is like, you know, I personally don't watch the news because it doesn't bring me any joy, and I try to stay away from things. But believe me, I get all the information from people and all other, you know, sources all the time. So I am aware a lot of the times of what's going on. Sometimes I don't have a clue, and I'm okay with that. But let's say something happens. Oh, I know a great example. So on Facebook, I don't know if it was last week or a couple weeks ago, that the rainforest was on fire. And the posts that I saw, people were very, very upset about it. They were like, you know, the rainforest isn't getting any media attention. And they had something else that was getting media attention. And there was just all this upset. And I just, you know, in my mind, I was like, well, what are you going to do about it? Like, what are you as an individual going to do about it? And what I was aware of was that these people were just going to complain about it. They weren't going to actually do anything about it. And then I was like, well, how is it affecting you personally? Now, I know it was emotionally upsetting that the rainforest was on fire. However, that's very different than your house, your neighborhood, your city, you know, or the forest that you live in being on fire. Okay. And I was just noticing how people in general, we all do this in some way, shape, or form, kind of get caught up in distractions. And I'm not saying that the rainforest being on fire is not real and true, because I'm sure, I mean, honestly, I don't know. That could have just been a picture somebody posted for all I know. But the point is like, is spinning your wheels and spinning your energy and posting and being upset about that, is it helping the rainforest? I don't think so. Is it helping you? I don't think so. And what does the, you know, spreading of that information, you know, what's it doing? Now, maybe the spreading of the information will get someone's attention and maybe that person can do something about it. We don't know. However, I was just looking at the way people kind of get caught up in things that don't actually have an impact on their lives. Now, yes, you know, I can hear people like, well, the rainforest is important and it, you know, provides oxygen for the earth. And I do get all of that. However, what are you doing about it? You know, none of those people got on their private planes and flew down there and put out the fire. So I'm throwing all these different things out there to kind of trigger you a little bit to really look at how you're spending your time, your thoughts, you know, your words, and if you're consciously birthing new realities for yourself, or if you're just kind of getting caught up in the same old thing, or being distracted by the media, or being distracted by gossip. That's a real juicy one that, that people get caught up in. And what could you do to kind of rein your energy in so that you are actually generating, creating, activating, and initiating a greater life and a greater reality for yourself? Cool. So, you know, let's just clear everywhere you've just been choosing distractions and things that you can just do nothing about that have nothing to do with you, you know, in this moment, in this 10 seconds, would you please destroy and uncreate all of that? Thank you. All right. So do you have questions? Do you have comments? You know, do you require help getting out of some of those convictions that you're in that are limiting you? Because a lot of times what we believe is right, and those are all judgments, and judgments are always a limitation. All right, so I'm going to open the phone lines, and you can ask a question about anything. It can be about birthing new realities or anything else. I don't mind. All right, so this is caller 4472. Welcome to the program, and do you have a question? Hello?
Hello. I'm
oh, hey,
here.
Okay. I can hear you now.
Oh, good. So, glad to be here tonight. My question is, as I'm working on a new project, and I don't even know how to really explain it, but it's like a new project that I started, and I'm really open to more suggestions of ways to birth it with more ease. I know that it's really feasible to go and, you know, hire people and things like that. But I'm choosing to learn what this is because in the future I want to be able to do it on my own. And
okay. Wait, let me stop you for just one moment, and I am going to ask you to be a little more specific because you're being a little bit vague, and that's okay. I want you to look at, so kind of in this conversation of birthing new realities, so you were saying that there were things that you could hire people to do, but you would also like to learn how to do them yourself, correct?
Right, correct.
So what I'd invite you to look at is what's actually going to create more, okay? Because when we're choosing to learn something, it comes from an assumption that we don't know, okay? And this is not about receiving, you know, the education that we require or the information that we require. But what I'm getting at energetically is, do you actually require learning this to birth your project? Like, what's going to be the fastest, greatest, easiest way to do this? Does that make sense?
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
So have a look at that, because it's not, you know, we can learn and be and do practically anything, you know, with the time and the money and the skills. You know, we could probably do almost anything, but do we have to?
No, we don't have to. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Now, if this is something fun for you, like I'm talking, like brings you joy, turns you on, go for it. But if it's not, you're going to look at what's going to be fast, what's going to be quick, what's going to get this done. And if it's, and if any time it's a money thing, that's not your, what am I trying to say? Anywhere you're using money as an excuse, then that you're letting that skew what's real and true for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay,
that,
cool.
And it's not really that it's not about the money. It's about just basically stepping in there and doing it.
So what's keeping you from stepping in there and doing it?
Nothing really, because I'm doing it. It's just it's kind of like following that energy line. Knowing what's right and what's light and what's not light, I would say.
Okay.
I'm going
so,
in.
So you're asking to birth this project with more ease. Which piece of it isn't ease?
Probably the writing. Everything else I'm getting pretty easy. The writing is what's becoming, that's hard for me to do.
Okay. And have you explored other possibilities?
With the writing?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily, no.
Okay, so I would ask questions. And because one thing that's coming up is, could you, you know, record it and then have it transcribed?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
That's just one possibility. Mm-hmm. There's usually infinite possibilities. Except we can only see one or two. We're like, I see one possibility, I'm going to follow that one. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So ask more questions. There's always, you know, there's I don't know how many billion people on the planet, and there's always a way to get something done quicker. You know, like, for example, if something like under my sink broke, I could probably get a book and some tools and figure it out, because I'm good like that. But I don't want to. I'd rather just make a phone call, have someone come in, pay them, and be done. And it would probably take me longer.
Right. I agree.
So neither one is right or wrong. Me fixing it isn't right or wrong. Someone else fixing it isn't right or wrong. It's just, okay, what's going to, like, okay, they can fix it and I can be over here reading a book or playing, you know, with my projects or whatever it is. So you've got to kind of look at that energetically, like, yeah, I could spend time doing this. I am capable. Like my mom, I call her the do-it-yourself queen. Because she can do anything in the house and fix anything in the house. And I'm like, and she taught me how. And she's like, well, Shelly, you know, you can do. I'm like, Mom, I just don't want to. No, thank you. And it's just simple. She's not wrong for wanting to do it herself. And I'm not wrong for not wanting to do it myself. But for me, for her, it's joy. It's fun. It's exciting to, like, figure out how to do something or change something or fix something. And I'm capable. It's not that fun for me.
Yes, I get that. Yeah.
And yeah. I always encourage you to kind of stay with the things that are really, really fun. You know, everything in life's not going to be fun 24/7, but most of it can be.
Yeah.
And that's our choice. And, you know, the more fun you choose, you, the more you're in that state of joy, you know, you're just going to keep kind of expanding from that space and having more.
Yes, I agree with that too. Absolutely. When I have more
cool.
space.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And space, you know, you're a very creative being, like most of us on the planet, and we require space.
Yes.
Like we require space to kind of lay around and daydream and twiddle our thumbs and sleep in. And then we get up and we go create something magnificent. And then, you know what I mean? That's that's kind of honoring who we be. It's not right or wrong. And then there's people that like to work really hard. And that's okay, too. But you want to honor what works for you.
Yes, I like that about being in the space of creation with lots of space to do it with.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean things don't get done.
Right.
You know, it's not like you neglect everything. It just may look like, okay, well, instead of cleaning the house this weekend, I'm going to hire somebody to do that, and I'm going to, you know, play over here all weekend. It's just a choice.
Okay.
And some people just aren't willing to choose. Like some people are so focused, and I'm not saying that this is you. I'm being very general here. Some people are so focused on like saving a dollar and, you know, this, that, and the other, that they never create space for enjoyment and pleasure. And trust me, enjoyment and pleasure doesn't cost that much. It's free a lot
That's
of times.
True.
Awesome. So do you have any more question there?
Not at the moment. No, not at the moment.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing and asking a question. I do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. So that is, I think I'm going to wrap things up for today. You know, some of our shows will be very short and sweet like this. And I, you know, I don't believe in keeping things going when they don't have to be. But I just want to kind of summarize. So as you move through your daily life, I'm just inviting you to be a little more conscious about what you're doing, what you're being, what you're choosing. And make sure that you're choosing greater for you. And the byproduct is when you choose greater for you, when you're choosing more joy for you, when you're choosing more kindness for you, you are literally gifting that to everyone else in the world as well. And the opposite, if you're not being kind to you, if you're not choosing joy for you, if you're not choosing what's greater for you, it's not really a kindness to the rest of the world because you're probably stressed and whining and complaining and, you know, who knows what's going on there. So the invitation is to choose in any situation, not based on judgment, which is right, wrong, good, or bad, but based on what's going to create greater for me. And you can also include what's going to create greater for me, what's going to create greater for the planet, what's going to create greater for my family. But the key word in there is greater. And not less. So thank you so much for joining us. And I'll see you next week where we'll be talking and playing with the Oracle of Money. Have a beautiful, beautiful night.